Many of us realize that sending troops abroad can be counterproductive. Our boots on the ground in Iraq and Afghanistan led many to take up arms against us. To them, we were the invaders. See if this analogy fits. We don't have data everywhere, but what we have is telling. The Rutherford Institute, which bills itself as a nonprofit conservative legal organization dedicated to the defense of civil, especially religious, liberties and human rights, told the U.S. Supreme Court recently that, quote, the most common justification cited by New York City police for stopping individuals was presence in a high-crime area. And an additional 32% of stops were based on the time of day, and 23% of police stops were for an unspecified reason. The Rutherford Institute explained that these stops yield very little. Only 4% of more than a half million individuals stopped, questioned, and searched in New York City in 2006 were actually arrested. Another field study indicates that only 3% of unconstitutional searches revealed evidence. Close quote. So when there's no specific reason to suspect someone, well over 95% of police stops do not result in an arrest or evidence. When they focus on minorities, the success rate actually goes down. This information is well known. As a member of the New York Advisory Committee to the U.S. Civil Rights Commission, I helped put on similar testimony both from scholars and from the office of the New York Attorney General. I'm using the Rutherford Institute's presentation to make it clear that this is not a liberal rant. It's understood in conservative as well as liberal circles. The New York Civil Liberties Union got a court order and a settlement that may reduce the numbers in New York City, but it goes on all over the country. The Institute argued those stops deprive people, quote, of liberty and privacy. They undermine the right to travel unimpeded, close quote. It explained that these stops are mostly directed at minorities. African Americans bitterly described the experience as the, quote, crime of walking or driving while black. The Institute added, quote, each encounter that an innocent or non-offending racial minority has with the police increases their sense of alienation, resentment, and disregard for the police and for the criminal justice system. There's the problem for all of us. Instead of fighting crime, we're often fanning it, adding the daily humiliations of police encounters to the instances when unarmed and innocent people are shot and killed by police. And I hope you understand that this is the wrong war in the wrong place against the wrong enemy with the wrong consequences. People talk about supporting the police, but whom do we want to support them against? Criminals or communities? This is serious stuff. It's not a ball game with a home team. Anger can have huge costs. Those of us not in the poor community pay in our taxes, and we pay with our safety. Those of us in the poor community trying to make the best of the hand we're dealt pay in the chances for a happy and rewarding life and family. When we think about supporting the police, think about how far and how much and with what restraints so that they get it right. Harassing or killing innocent people is not acceptable.